أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما قضى موسى الأجل وسار بأهله آنس من جانب الطور نارا قال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بخبر أو جذوة من النار لعلكم تفطرون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the marriage of Musa alayhi salam to the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salam. It is said that her name was Safura. After the nikah had taken place, and of course the agreement was that Musa alayhi salam will serve Shu'aib alayhi salam for a period of 8 years. That was mandatory. That was the compulsory duration. And if he wanted, he could serve for an additional 2 years. The 2 years were optional. That was the dowry that was to be paid in exchange for her hand in marriage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 29 of Surah Al-Qasr, فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلِ. When Musa alayhi salam completed the term, Allah says the term. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stipulate whether he had completed the term of 8 years or 10 years. According to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that Musa alayhi salam, being a Nabi of Allah, he fulfilled the 8 years that was mandatory and compulsory, and he did an additional 2 years which was voluntary. So in total, he remained there for 10 years. 10 years in the city of Madian, and he lived with Shu'aib alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when he completed the term, وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ, he now wished to travel back to Egypt, to the city of Egypt. So he traveled with his family, بِأَهْلِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, while they were en route, and they were traveling at night along the journey, it was a dark and cold night, he was with his wife. According to some narrations, she was pregnant at the time as well, and it was just the two of them. So while they were traveling, آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ نَارًا, he noticed, Musa alayhi salam noticed a fire burning at the side of Mount Tur. In the direction of Mount Tur, he noticed a fire burning from a distance. قَالَ لِأَهْلِ, he said to his family, that is his wife, أُمْكُتُ, stay over here, remain here, إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا, I have noticed a fire. So a few things we learn from here. Number one is that he did not want to expose her to any danger. He did not know what to expect over there, so he did not take her along with him. He told her, it is safe for you to stay here, safe for you to remain here, so you wait over here. I have noticed the fire, allow me to go and approach the fire. There could be some danger over there, so you remain over here. So we learn something from this, is that we should not unnecessarily expose our family members to any danger. If you know that there is some danger, there is some threat, whatever it may be, do not unnecessarily expose them to that danger or expose them to that threat. That's the first thing. The other thing is that she was all by herself. But if you notice the mode of expression, he said, أُمْكُثُ, أُمْكُثُ. أُمْكُثُ is a command, stay over here, wait over here. But it is a command that's used for a group of people. If you are referring to one female and you are instructing one female, you don't say umkuthu with the waw at the end, you say umkuthi. Umkuthi. Umkuthi is you one female remain. He's speaking to his wife only, but he's saying umkuthu, you all remain over here. In Arabic, when you wish to speak someone with respect and you wish to speak someone with honor, then you use the plural, even though the person is one. So from this we learn that when we are speaking to our family members, especially to our spouses, we should speak to them with an expression wherein there is respect and honor and dignity. So he's speaking to one individual, but he's using the plural format in Arabic. That is a way of showing respect and honor to the individual. So he said to her, you remain over here, I have noticed a fire. لَعَلِّي آتِيكُمْ. See, he said, لَعَلِّي آتِيكُمْ, not لَعَلِّي آتِيكِ. One female, you say ki, not kum. كم زوملي. So he's telling her, perhaps I'll go over there and I will come to you. I will bring to you منها بخبر. I will come back to you from the fire with some information, how to get to Egypt, some directions and so on and so forth. Maybe I will find someone there who will give us some information. أو جذوات من النار. Or I will come back with a live ember, some coal of fire. لعلكم تسفلون. So that you may take warmth from it and you may derive some benefit from it. It was a cold night. She was feeling cold as well. So he wanted to keep her warm. So he says if he doesn't get any directions or if there's no one there to provide him with any information as how to get to Egypt, at least he will bring back to her some live ember, some live coal, so that she may warm and take warmth from it and warm herself by it. Now that I granted, I understand.